We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, featuring the stories of entrepreneurship. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also chairman of the board, CEO of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And, you know, we've talked to thousands of people over the years. You can find us all over the web. Believe it or not, we've had over 800,000 people connect with our show over time and listen to our stories. Today, I'm very fortunate to meet the attorney, Steve Wilkes, from the law firm of Wagner Law Group, who's a specialist in the ERISA, Title I, fiduciary, and securities area. Luckily, I can read my own writing. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, this is a very complicated area, isn't it, right now in the United States?
Well, it really is, and it's trending in that direction as well, because I can remember when one started in the ERISA world, you could silo your practice. You could focus on the tax law and the pension law and really serve your clients well, whether it was a qualified retirement plan or executive compensation, what have you, anything under the panoply of benefits. But the way the world has evolved and the way products and services and investment opportunities have evolved, it's now really an intersection of these laws with a host of securities laws, and it's really come together. So in order to really serve our clients and really kind of stay on the edge of what's happening in this practice area, clients really need their counsel to not be siloed in one particular area, but to be able to bring in a couple of different legal disciplines. And that's what I try to do, and that's what we try to do as a firm.
Why the Wagner Law Group? You could have picked a lot of other firms, correct?
Well, I'm really very, very lucky. I joined a firm that had already made quite a name through a lot of hard work in the national marketplace. I had the opportunity to join years ago, and I've never looked back.
That's interesting. How long have you been here?
5 years.
Well, that's pretty good. The same attorney in the firm, David Gabor, 5 years,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, are the laws changing in your area? Are there any new laws, or do you expect under the new administration things to be changing? Well, how do we prepare for it, and who should be preparing?
The laws are changing as we speak. There are several regulatory agencies that really touch this field. We have the Department of Labor, which deals with the transactional side of the investments and services that flow in and out of pension plans. We have the IRS that deals with the tax qualification and the tax treatment of the money that's held in a, you know, retirement plan or an IRA. And then you have overlapping banking laws and securities laws that govern how these products and services are distributed. So we live in a world where laws are always changing and evolving. But I would say the period we're in right now, literally, is the most dynamic period in the pension world since I've been practicing, which goes back to 1980, and which is probably the most dynamic and impactful change since the federal pension laws were enacted in 1974.
Well, you can't say that without my saying why. What's happening that's making it the most dynamic period?
Well, I think it's been a buildup. There have been a lot of forces at work. Well, if you step back and think about it really first in terms of a matter of policy, think about the aging of the population, all the retirement money that's out there. There's so much money held in 401k plans and IRA accounts and pension plans. It's growing
every
year.
I go to Florida a lot. I see a lot of people on pensions.
Yeah, and it's just like Willie Sutton said, you know, I mean, that's why do you rob banks? That's where the money is. So why do we have policies and laws and regulations? Because that's where there's so much activity right now.
Right.
It's a matter of national policy to make sure that that people are able to retire and live within our country, within our system, and have retirement. And there's a lot of scrutiny around the investment and distribution of those funds, of course, because there's so many players involved. That all adds up to a tremendous amount of regulatory activity, which was capped this past April by the Department of Labor issuing the most meaningful and impactful rewrite of some of the core ERISA pension laws that we've had since 1974. It touches every financial service provider, every bank, broker-dealer, financial planner, trustee, everyone who's touching money on the service side, money or, you know, services or products going into pension plans.
You know, I'm not trying to change the subject, but, you know, with a new administration, do you expect to see more changes again? And a lot of people I know are nervous about their pensions.
I think that's a two-part answer. I think the first answer, and what we're advising our clients currently, is that stay the course. We have a set of new regulations that has been onboarded. It's been effective for several months now, though the applicability date, legal terms of art, is not until next April. And there's been a lot of talking heads and, you know, some discussion around the fact that the Trump administration is one that is bent toward, you know, reducing or removing regulations. I can't speak for the Trump administration. I'm not an insider with the Trump administration. But I think it's very fair to say that these regs
is a 24/7 job right now about it.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it, and I think that the effective date of these regulations is April. That's not going to go away. We're advising all our clients, big and small, and we have many in each of those categories, to stay the course and be prepared to implement, and we are working on that. I think looking out on the horizon, I think it would be fair to say that a Trump administration may be more inclined to issue some different kinds of interpretive guidance on these regulations, which maybe is a little bit more pro-business, that's an oversimplified term, of course, but maybe a little pro-business as compared to investor-friendly. That seems to be their bent. That's the stereotype of their bent anyway. And the reason this is important is, number one, people want to protect the integrity of the retirement system. No one is saying that we should have rules or regulations that don't protect investors and don't give a fair shake to the institutions that are serving them. But it takes a lot of money to implement these changes. A tremendous amount of time and money has been invested by the firms and by plan sponsors to understand these new rules. So I think there's just a slight edge of uncertainty hanging over the air, but at the Wagner Law Firm, we've been able to dispel that uncertainty. We're very confident in terms of the direction going forward, at least in terms of some practical steps to be taken in the short term and what maybe to anticipate in the longer term.
You know, I always find it interesting, as someone like yourself that's so specialized, how did you get into the specialty in the first place? Was it just circumstance, or did you actually choose?
Well, I was really hired as a tax lawyer, and the way, you know, law firms and law firms tend to structure the ERISA executive compensation business under the penumbra of either the tax group or the business group. Maybe it's a standalone group. Different people do it different ways. At the Wagner Law Group, it's a leading edge. It's not a support service. It's a leading edge primary service of the firm. But I came in under the general sweep of being a tax attorney, and there are so many tax laws that impact the pension world. You know, it's kind of a natural connection. But when you start your career in a major city like New York, and you're dealing with so many financial service firms and so many companies in play with mergers and acquisitions, before you know it, you're touching a lot of different areas of that pension world, and it's a very dynamic practice.
Interesting. If somebody wanted to find you, how would they do that?
Well, I believe we have a really great website with a lot of information, the Wagner Law Group. We put out a lot of publications and white papers, and we share a lot of our resources and our thought capital with the public. And I think we have some interesting backgrounds and biographies in all our attorneys. So the main place to see me is on the Wagner website, and I also have an address on LinkedIn.
Can you give us your address? I don't know if you know the LinkedIn one. Do you have an email?
My email is one word, swilkes, at wagnerlawgroup.com.
Interesting. As things play out over the year and the next 18 months with the new administration, maybe you'll come back and give us your interpretation about how organizations and individuals need to deal with these things.
It would be my pleasure. Thanks for having me here today.
It's my pleasure. I want to remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm chairman of the board of MAGE. I'm also the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. And if you want to find Radio Entrepreneurs or this segment, please just go to radioentrepreneurs.com. You can also, on your smartphones, type in Radio Entrepreneurs, get the app. You can get this segment posted on our website for the next 90 days. And I want to thank Steve for being on the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.